Are you interested in making your sex better? You don't want to sign up for a class. You don't want to go in person, but you really want tips on how to make sex and your orgasms better. I have a tool for you. You want to check out OMG Yes. It is an online repository with access to 300 plus honest and funny interviews, demonstration videos, animation, and how-tos. What I love about the site is how it breaks down the information. You get different perspectives from other people who are having sex as well. You get really cool animations. You get new techniques. Have you heard about keeping the seal when you on top, when you riding that dick? Then you need to check out OMG Yes. I mean, it really breaks it down of how the idea of good sex, the techniques you can use for good sex, and then how you can bring it to the bedroom. As a Boonie Breakdown listener, okay? As a Boonie Breakdown listener, you can check this out and get access to this repository by clicking the link in the show notes and on theboonybreakdown.com. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right. Welcome to episode 244 of the Boonie Breakdown podcast. We're back this week with another great guest. We have Sam of New Vintage by Sam. She is a wife, a mother, a creative, a business owner, and she has a true passion for style. She just has an eye. She is a designer. She's a curator of all things cool and hip. I even entrusted her, and we talk about this in the episode, for some new promo photos and to style me in a way to make me step outside of my comfort zone. We talk about style trends that she loves and hates, things she wants to leave in 2023, and how people can purge, edit, and develop their own style. So you want to stick around for that conversation. All right, pick of the week. I had the great opportunity to see an advanced screening of The Color Purple, the new adaptation. So let me just say this, because I know a lot of people were turned off. I don't want to see anything about The Color Purple. Why we gotta do a remake on The Color Purple? Okay. This is not technically a remake. This is a movie adaptation of the Broadway musical. And I saw the Broadway musical twice, once with the original cast and once with Fantasia. Amazing, like truly amazing. So I was immensely excited about this once the trailer dropped that this was coming on Christmas Day. So when I had the opportunity to have and go see it for an advanced screening, I hopped, because I'm also still going to go see it once it comes out. Maybe not on Christmas Day now, but I probably will see it during that week as well. I do want to contribute to those opening day numbers. But just fucking phenomenal. 10 out of 10. Take your tissues. It's nice to know that Fantasia and Danielle Brooks got their Golden Globe nominations. I knew it. I called it before I even saw it. I just want both of them to get those speeches ready. Danielle Brooks is electrifying. Every scene she's in, she steals it. She kills it as Sophia. Fantasia was great. I was nervous about Taraji because the musical Shook Avery has this really big song, and it's not the song that we know from the original movie. The song is Push the Button, and Taraji delivered that shit. Coleman Domingo as Mr. Jesus, like, I was stunned that he didn't get a Golden Globe nomination now after seeing it, but he did get one for Rustin. So when you're a good actor, you're a good actor, I guess. And you know who also surprised me? I think his name was, I had to look it up, Corey Hawkins. I didn't know his name, but he played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton. And who knew he could sing? Who knew he could dance like that? But I looked him up, and he also went to Juilliard with Danielle Brooks. So I say all this to say, go see it. But if you're not a musical person, then you aren't going to like it. It is a musical. It's a movie adaptation of the Broadway musical. But fucking phenomenal. Tens across the board. I did cry. I cried at the play, and I cried at this several times. So hashtag Boonie approved.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping.
Not now.
All right. Housekeeping from episode 243 is SAG season, bitches, with our favorite astrologer, Mecca Woods. I do want to say I did get a lot of flack about the Gemini versus Pisces men. And so, yeah, sorry, not sorry. You know, it is what it is. I also like, we didn't say this in this episode, but what I love about Mecca as an astrologer is that she does not see as astrology as predicting the future. It's just a tool. And just like, you know, anything else, if it's a tool you want to use, use it. If it's a tool you don't want to use, sit it the fuck down and ignore it. I think it's just that simple, right? But some people get so tied up in astrology. It's very weird how it triggers people. And I guess it's because sometimes it's saying things about them that they don't like. But anywho, I'm glad you all enjoyed the episode. I also want to say thank you so much for all the birthday wishes, the birthday support. I saw you guys sharing. A few of you brought merch like I asked you to. Well, not asked you to, but I provided you ways in which you could support me on my birthday and during my birthday week. So yes, I want to thank you all. I hope I was able to respond back to everyone, but really, really thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also, if this is your first time listening, if Sam brought you here or a friend sent you the link to this episode, thank you. Welcome. I hope you stick around and hit the follow or subscribe button in any podcast app that you're listening to. If you want to keep the party going outside of the episode, then you can be sure to follow us on social media at The Boonie Breakdown on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and just at Boonie Breakdown over on Twitter. Yes, it's still Twitter. It's never going to be called X in my book. So yes, so that is it for me, and let's get ready to break it down. Hey guys, so I'm excited because I always love having people that I know in real life on the podcast, people that I get to touch and feel. So welcome Sam to the Boonie Breakdown.
Hey y'all, hey.
How you doing? How you feeling?
I feel good. I got on my Dubai situation, so I'm just channeling this real extra zen zone right now.
I love it. I'm really comfy. I'm on a really oversized sweatshirt that is so worn down, but I love it. And some leggings here.
That's perfect. It's got the perfect quote on there too. You know, that's one of my favorites.
I think this is one of my favorite shirts too.
It's like all the girls I went to college, but also a little bit ratchet.
Just a little ratchet. So I was thinking, like, I have this thing with my, because we do the podcast in seasons, and this is my first season back after a pretty long hiatus. Mm-hmm. And I noticed this time I was skewing way ratchet. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But I try to do a dose of responsible. Not to say there may not be any ratchet in this, but you know, let's put a little bit in there, a little stitch, just a little bit. I wanted to talk because if people are not familiar with who you are, mm-hmm. can you give a brief, your elevator pitch of who is Sam Smith?
I feel like I'm in the well meeting. Okay. So hi, everybody. I'm Sam Smith. I am a creative visionary and community energizer in a nutshell. I serve the community in the space of just centering Black women in my work. I believe that when you take care of Black women, you take care of everyone. So creatively, the way that I center Black women is through wardrobe styling, creative directing, and really just helping to excavate their ideas and also help them find their confidence through clothing. I'm also the creator and lead designer for the New Vintage by Sam brand, where I craft what I call healing hardware, which are unique adornments that you wear on your body, on your temple, and really just continuing that conversation of wellness through wardrobe is my mission and focus in life, and just really being able to like creatively share what I'm learning on this journey of life as well through my art.
Ooh, that sounded so good. And you said so much. And if you had came to Boonie Live 2022 in Baltimore, you saw Sam because she was one of my vendors there. And it's tough. My other shows outside of Baltimore, I don't do vendors just because sometimes I don't get to see the spaces. I don't know. But the one space I do here, I know the space. I know what I can fit. Mm-hmm. So Sam was one of our vendors. I too myself own Healing Hardware. And some of the photos you've seen of me, Sam styled this amazing shoot for me. And I hired her to find pieces because I knew myself I would have picked everything she had me and I would never have picked. And it looked great. And so I needed that push out of the comfort zone a bit to try something new, take a little risk and be playful about it, right? Like, it was fun. So
thank you for trusting me. That's not me. You've been getting dressed forever, ever. So it's something different when you're just like, hey, can you like help me with this and just, you know, bring this together? So I'm super. I was always excited to assist you. We can do it again another time.
We have definitely time to do it again. I can't believe that was almost 2 years ago.
I know.
When you think about it, like, what is time?
It's but on crack.
Definitely will need some new pictures. So if you've seen Sam, you're like scrolling her Instagram now because you're like, who is this?
Who that is?
You have a sense of style, right? Like, I feel like in this day and age, everyone is starting to look the same. And I say this in a lot of ways, not just what we're putting on and labels people are chasing, but I just think even physically, like the alterations people are doing to their body and their faces, like people are starting to look the same. And it's not just regular people, right? Like, I just saw a picture of Beyonce today. At first glance, I thought it was Kim K. Like, I think it's something powerful about being able to stay true to who you are, but also be cool about it and have your sense of style. So, what would you say your style mantra is? Like, if you just sum your style up in like 3 words.
Well, my style aesthetic is new vintage. Like, I do a little new, I do a little vintage. I bring it all together in a fun little medley. But I just don't believe in boxes. I don't subscribe to boxes ever. There are days when I look like a little boy. There are days when I look like a girl. And I just believe in having fun with clothes and not allowing it to be this thing that consumes you. I think for me, the clothing is just a vessel for a bigger message, essentially. Like, I think a lot of us are generally seeking outside of ourselves for validation. Mm. And the reason why a lot of us look like Johnny Number Fives or robots running around is because it's more comfortable to fit into the mold that is considered cool or sexy or this or that versus the gut-wrenching work of exploring who the hell am I or what do I like. So my approach is just to dive deep into that part of myself and just all of the ways fashion and style and clothing is just the tool that I use to kind of have that conversation with folks outwardly.
Yeah, knowing what you like is a big thing. And I feel like for me approaching 40, and I think, I don't know if the pandemic, I definitely think the pandemic played a part in this, but I feel like it's things that I own where I'm like, oh, I really hate this. Right. And so during the pandemic, I did this massive purge of like stuff that I was holding on to, hoping to fit in one day, or I brought it because it was on sale. And so I should like it, but the tag still been on it for 2 years. Like all of these pieces I'm holding on to, but I'm not using.
Yeah.
And so for people like that, like how often should you be purging your closet? And what should you be looking for? Like, how should you decide what to purge?
Well, I actually have a whole summary sheet that provides an overview, and I'm happy to share that with you and your viewers so that you can take your time with this process. But honestly, it's contingent on a few different things, right? Because there are folks who live maybe in specific climates that have all of the seasons. Perhaps that looks like each season you going through and just kind of assessing what's working and what's going to suit you in the season. Perhaps if you're in a state like Florida or something where there's generally the same climate, maybe you do that twice a year, just to really take inventory of what you have and release what no longer serves you. And that creates space for you to invite new things into your closet. But I think it is important for you ultimately, at least at minimum one time a year, to go through this purge process, because we do hold on to those things. And sometimes they do hide out in the back of the closet and lurk, mm-hmm. and they've got the tags on them. There's oftentimes when I'm in someone's closet and they have items from years ago with the intention of, I'm going to fit into this again. And I say, well, how can you look at that and actually envision yourself in that piece if it's like it tucked in the corner? Mm. So being able to put that like forward fronting so that you can visualize it and maybe focusing on whatever you want to, or need to do to get yourself, your body and temple to that space, that's something that you need to give it thought. So that's why you just need to look at the stuff at least once a year at minimum.
Yeah, that's because we constantly add to it.
Yeah, all the time.
Often do we remove out? And I think for me, it's like approaching 40. I think the style has evolved, right? Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. things that I once loved, I wouldn't dare wear now. but it's things that like I know I want to get to, but I'm like, you know, a little afraid.
The budget. All the things. It's all
the budget.
Because, you know, when you get older, listen, your taste is like, ooh, what is that, velvet? Like, you just like nicer things. And just, you look at the tag and you're just like, okay, so this is what this season is giving, is luxury. You know what I mean?
Luxury.
Yeah.
And it's hard, right? Because we also scroll social media and it look like everybody and their mama design it down. And they're like, mm-hmm. I want a Bottega too.
It's
like,
it's a lie, Craig. It's a lie.
Listen,
I call bullshit.
How many people, when you really think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much money you would have to be making to be purchasing, right? Let's start there, right? That's just assuming that all these folks are purchasing and that it's real. That's the other caveat. So then DH Gate, I see all the little TikToks, like, let me go in there and get that little Dior bag.
Yes. Look, do what makes you happy.
But see, my brain can't process it because my brain is like, if I'm going to pay $200 for a fake Dior, I could just pay $200 for quality leather from Coach.
And being in this space on this side of style and kind of looking at things from a different perspective, I am able to recognize like, oh, they charge this much for this brand because of its history, its notoriety, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So while you might look at another brand and be like, well, the quality over here is far better, this brand over here has been rooted in such a way into our culture and society that people regard them as a fashion house. So it's stupid. And yeah. My responsibility is just to, you know, kind of break up that conversation so folks will see things a little lighter.
Yeah, because I mean, I thought about the psychology behind that, right?
Yeah, like
you have to have this label that you're still going to spend a significant amount of money to have a dupe, a fake, whatever, mm-hmm. a replica, whatever you want to call it, is not the real thing, right? And mm-hmm. so that's a really deep psychology behind that. Like, what is the intrinsic value of that? That you get out of people seeing you with that, with you know, I don't know.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, so for me, because I generally make my luxury purchases overseas because I'm just like, tax-free is the way to be. If you're going to go ahead and splurge, just get your ass on a plane and
get that VAT back.
So I know I've made purchases for the sake of quality and just really appreciation of it, or, you know what I mean? It's a vintage piece and or maybe I'm studying it, mm-hmm. The stitching and so forth. So for me, it's a little different versus just, I want to have this thing because outwardly it looks like I am this, or I have this, or whatever the case is. It's never external. It's always just like, no, yeah. I'm not with this. I'm gonna go ahead and buy it. So there is a deep psychology to that. And I really look forward to exploring it more because I personally think it all kind of goes under the umbrella of like self-value and self-worth and how people, you know, go about that for themselves. And a lot of people put a lot of value into the red bottoms and YSL bags and all the good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, in just having that image that this is what, you know what I mean? My glass house looks like.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I ain't dripping, right? But I got my little piece.
You got your night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, the same thing. I'm okay with buying a pre-loved bag if it was something I missed. Like, because it's a lot of, I love all that stuff. Some of it is beautiful, but I just know I can't afford it. So mm-hmm. that's okay. But if it's two seasons later and I still like it and somebody's selling it or it's on Rebag, then I might go ahead and make the investment if I still have that, you know, burning desire. But it's some things like I have loved the Dior book tote since they bought it back out when it was $2,000 and now they're $3,500. And I kick myself. I'm like, I should have got it then. Yeah. But now in my mind, I'm like, I just can't pay that. Cause then I think you don't even like big bags anymore since the pandemic. Like I'm a crossbody girl.
Yeah.
It won't fit under the seat in a plane. I'm not going to put it above me. Like it's certain things. I'm just like, where am I using this bag that I would buy it? So even though I love it, it's, I don't think it'll be something that I'll ever own because I'm also very practical.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's got to make sense too, you know? And I think about that now as I'm looking at purses that I like absolutely have to go through and reconfigure. And I'm just like, I don't even wear this anymore. And it's been tucked inside of this bag or inside of this dust bag forever. I can go ahead and resell it. And that's a good opportunity as well, because sometimes the designer pieces are a good investment in the sense of being able to do the consignment option or resale. So in those terms, it's, you know, it is a way that you can really kind of, I guess, have a return on your investment in some ways. But it just ultimately has to make sense. Don't go breaking the bank and not paying
just
your mortgage.
Because, no, that's wild.
That's stressful.
And it's somebody I follow on, Instagram. I'm impressed. She is obsessed with Louis Vuitton is really her. And like, you could tell she's a burning desire and strong love for this brand, but she rents her bags out. And so she sells you, if you're interested in this, she has a huge collection. She has an e-course that you can buy, and she shows you how you can do it, the contract she uses and all this stuff where she rents out her bags. And so this also, I'm a designer accessories girl.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just an accessories person in general. But the YSL I Care big leather tote bag with the 6 foot YSL on the front that's so gaudy, but I love it. She bought that bag. And so she was like, it cost $5,000, but she has rented it out that she's made 20 grand off this bag because people.
Genius.
I was like, what are they? They rent it for photo shoots.
Yes.
She was like, it was this one girl she showed wasn't, and this is how everything on social media, majority of it is a lie. People do not listen to it. She rented this girl a bag where the girl had a photo shoot in 8 different outfits so that she could post it on social media. So people would think because she had the bag with different outfits that she owned the bag.
Yeah.
But she rented it from this girl.
Oh my gosh. That's so, oh my gosh.
Isn't that, I mean,
the amount of effort that goes
that is
into
so much
building a fake life sometimes. I can't do it.
No, I don't have the capacity either.
No,
nope. Like,
same please. No, thank you.
I'm astonished when I hear stuff like that because it never crossed my mind that, you hear about bag borrow, steal. I don't even know if they're still around, but they were a concept a million years ago. But the fact that it's just a regular woman who has a bomb collection and she's like, all right, I'm gonna make money off these people.
That's a sensible business model. I mean, Rent the Runway works. I mean,
Rent the Runway. Yeah.
People need opportunities to like use stuff without having to commit to the actual purchase of it. So I like that concept. I think it's genius. And to be honest with you, I could see myself totally taking the tip, but in a different way. But I think that's a smart play on her behalf. I just can't believe people are really out here.
I mean, yeah. And then on the other side, it's like, wow. But one bag, she made 20 grand last year.
Come on. And she it's can put amazing. That and go ahead and get another bag and then keep doing it.
She has like 90 bags. She's like, she's like, some bags she just won't because to her, they're collector's items because she collects Louis Vuitton. But she has a rotation of bags that she rents out. And I'm like, that is amazing. This is not planned, but what's your favorite? Like, if money was no object, what would you like design a piece? Would you buy? Do you have a hit list? Because I have a hit list.
I don't. Honestly, I don't necessarily, because I'm in the space of like exploring different cultures and their fashion. So I just bought this big ass book with Palestinian costumes. And that's like a really big deal because their literature, their books, like you can hardly find them.
Wow. So,
just being able to like go through and kind of see just the different fabrics and how their stories are interwoven literally into their clothing is interesting to me.
So I don't necessarily have like a hit list of designer items that I would purchase. I definitely need to get to different countries and really just check out what they're wearing. And just, I love it. Like once I get to Africa, it's a wrap. It's like, it's over. I already have a connect in Ghana for these beads. So it's like just a continuing of nurturing of a relationship to get my ass over there.
Get your ass there. I'm hopefully going back in 2024.
Yeah.
I went once, God, that had to be like 2015 or 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely, I encourage anyone to go. So I'm excited now. Hopefully I'll be going to Ghana if everything falls out right in next year. So
yes,
you know, I have a list for everything, not everything, but like certain things I want to do. Like if money was no object, these are things I would buy.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
money
yeah.
was no object, these are things I would do. Mm-hmm. These are places I would go.
I don't know. You know what? I guess I'm a square in that, right? Like, I don't have like things. My brain has really just been like, I need to get out of Baltimore and just keep exploring the land and just seeing things and then get inspired from there. Because sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what I want until I see it. You feel me?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm that kind of person.
Fair. Yeah, okay, that's fair. Yes, I feel like that's the that's definitely the Sagittarius in me, where it's like, yeah. To have to keep myself a little grounded, because let me tell y'all, back in my 20s, I'm not somebody who spent money on things. I could have been, but I was definitely a girl like, okay, I got to eat ramen and tuna and PB&J, because in 1 year I went to Bermuda, Colombia, Mediterranean cruise, to Africa. Like that was my, so I get it. So in the pandemic, people were stunned because I wasn't going anywhere. And I was like, I'm okay with sitting still. Like, I've been places most people have not been in their life. And I can sit still for a little bit. I can enjoy this pause. And that was not what a lot of people were doing, because the deals were there. So looking they back. Were.
And we was out of here.
I wish I maybe out. Had taken advantage of one.
Sir and I was out.
I definitely sat still during the pandemic. And I think people were like, that's not like you. Like, you're everywhere. Still in Baltimore.
And see, my thing in the 20s was I was buying a lot of stuff. I was in Tyson's Corner all the time, like a crazy person. But then as I got older, I was like, oh, wait, no, let me go and travel, because my parents have not gotten on a plane, like maybe once in their respective lives.
Yeah.
But they don't travel. So I'm just like, this is a part of my generational responsibility, is to get the hell out of here and see the earth, you know?
Yeah, that's the same thing. My mom's never left the country.
Really?
And so my grandmother did, but when she hit a certain age, I don't know what happened. She got like scared of planes or something. So she didn't travel much. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know where. I'm just like, I'm out of here. But it is. So that's your little tip. Sam told you, if you do go overseas, buy the designer stuff there, because it is cheaper, and then you get your tax back. So
for sure,
you probably are going to save a little coin. Going to save a little coin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what would you say are three key pieces that you in your heart, your gut, feel like every woman must have in their closet?
Well, I think if we are, well, let's just do it generally, because I was going to go by season. So I think every woman should have a beautiful dress that fits them nicely, that accentuates their curves, whatever their, you know, confident body parts are, just making sure that those are highlighted in a great color palette that's good for your skin tone. So definitely a great dress. I think a nice tailored suit as well is a great piece to have, because you can mix and match it. You can break it up. You can bust it down, do the blazer with the jeans and a white crisp shirt, or a nice t-shirt or something fun. And then you can break up the slacks as well. Cable knit top, or, you know, a nice blouse, or even switch out a blazer and do like a different color contrast situation. And then I'll say a great fitting pair of jeans. a great fitting pair of jeans, because those, especially for Black women, it's just like, damn, this is
it's so hard.
You might have to go to a tailor, like, to figure out the extra waist part, like, and or check out, because I love TikTok for hacks on how to no-sew clothing hacks, because I can be lazy sometimes and it gets real. So that's
TikTok
helpful too.
TikTok be coming up with some stuff, man. For sure. Like, yep. How did y'all think to wear the sweater inside out,
girl,
and cross the shoulder? Like, what y'all
I'm doing that tomorrow. I am doing the cardigan backwards with the crossover with the, yep, the nip tuck fold situation. Yep, we have family pictures tomorrow.
Look, I'll be really like, who was the person? But I can appreciate it, because it's like you're using pieces you already have, or maybe yes, a piece that you don't. It's on a second, maybe a second life needed, yep, for the piece.
Yes.
And you've remixed it to make it work without spending money on something else.
That's a good time to me.
I know that's up your alley. Like, it's, yes, some things. And then I follow the one, it's this one girl on Instagram. I gotta look up her name, but she is plus size. And so she always does those hacks.
Yes.
Like, okay, let me try it on a plus size body.
Yes.
And see if
I love
it'll
her.
Work. So
I
love those. Yeah,
it's a time for us to see ourselves at this point. It's like, I think it's the beautiful thing to social media. I mean, it could be trash if you don't use it responsibly, but you can really find people who have your body shape and really kind of look at them and see what they're wearing and get some ideas to test it out yourself. It really is about reconnecting with you.
Reconnecting with you. Mm-hmm. Who are your style icons? If you had to name two.
Well, I love Tracee Ellis Ross.
I mean,
I just love her because she's just dynamic.
So much to love.
Yeah. I would also say Janelle Monáe.
Oh,
yeah, I love Janelle Monáe too.
I feel like I'm excited about her. She's also the Sag, but I'm excited too because we're getting to see this side of her. It wasn't. What we're seeing now is not how she was presented to us when she first came, mm-hmm, out, right? Mm-hmm. So it was always the black and white suit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now to see her being flirty and cute with Usher and...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, I like it.
It's an evolution of her style story. And I love that because she also has been talking more about her evolution as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, clothing is like the soundtrack to how we are inside, I like to think. So that way... So, and this is why I'm like, you have to like, pick stuff that feels good to you. You can't just get it off of a mannequin and think that it's going to make sense. Like, that's just kind of like the lazy way out. But also, I love Erykah Badu because I have to add her to the list.
That's fair.
I love her. I can
see it all for you. Yeah, you know what I love about Tracee Ellis Ross, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to say somebody with true style, right? Because sometimes the outfits are avant-garde to a bit and it's like, mm-hmm, that's strange, but it matches, like it works for her, so
yes,
you're like, it's like, I don't think I would put that on, but yeah, I love everything about what she has going here.
I hear that all the time. Yes, people,
yeah,
say that about some of my outfits.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, thanks, you know,
the same thing. I probably wouldn't wear some of the things you wear, but like the part about it, I was gonna say, it's like really the confidence, because like,
yes,
for me, some of my friends always get mad at me because they're like, oh my god, Boonie, you have the simplest thing on, but you look so cute.
You do look, yes. Yes, because I forgot where we were, but you came through and you had these black pants with like the mask face on them and this cute little like, mm-hmm, racer back kind of tank top and a crossbody and a bright red lip and your hair was fucking and you just strolling through your little aura or whatever.
Yeah, my friend was like, you'll put on the simplest outfit.
Yes.
She's like, but if I did that, I would look so underdressed. And for me, it's always about what I feel comfortable in.
Yes.
So if I feel comfortable, let's rock it. A lot
we
of
good.
Times it may be jeans, a t-shirt, and a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That may be like my cape. Like, that's, yes, my superwoman cape. But as long as I feel comfortable... That's
and
it.
You know what?
I never want to be like pulling and tugging.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
And it's certain things. I'm a plus girl, right? So mm-hmm, I don't have hips and butt my whole life. The thing right now is because I'm also the heaviest I've been in life,
mm-hmm,
which we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
But my belly is bigger than I'm used to it being. So for me, it's like, okay, certain things I'll try it on. And I'm looking like you. Okay, you also... You're not going to catch me slipping. So,
you know what? And so,
how can I make this work?
And this is why having those conversations and taking time with yourself is important, and giving and allowing that space for you to purge and release from your closet, you know, take an inventory of your body. What do you feel comfortable in? What do you love about your body? What colors do you love and that look great on your body? And then being able to invest in pieces that can shape shift with you, especially as women, mm-hmm. because it's like we are often shrinking and kind of, you know, expanding. And that, I mean, is a metaphor for just how we are in our lives as well as we move in the world. But
yeah,
like having something that, you know, you can cinch in with a belt, or, you know what I mean? It just makes the difference, just being able to give that kind of clothing consideration as well.
And those little things make such a difference, because I have this one dress right now that it looks like a potato sack. Like, mm-hmm. but it is brownish in color, but mm-hmm. it is shapeless. But then I got like this leopard belt, and I belted it and like kind of pillowed it over. And I was like, all right, now it's a whole, put some bracelets over the sleeve.
Yes,
we look at it right now.
That's,
but
that's the styling. Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Did you love that trend on TikTok and Instagram where it was like wearing versus styling? How come you didn't do one?
Because I don't be having time for that shit. To be honest with you,
that's why I can't do this shit
straight like that. A lot of the times I'll just be like, there's so much content going around, but I'm just going to go out here and just be in the real world, just connecting with real people. Because that's my jam. Like having this time in person is sometimes more impactful. I do intend to like do more of that in the future. But I liked it. I liked it a lot because it showed people how you don't let the clothes wear you. You play around with it. You know what I mean? Like you manipulate this piece and you add that and wear all your good shit. Like don't just save it for the quote occasion, because I mean, tomorrow is not promised. So be extra, do the most, try it on in the mirror, find your comfort spaces with it, and then go out and wear it into the world.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm definitely I won't say I'm a saver, but like my clothes, and I think I said this to you when we were doing the photo shoot, like in my mind, it's like, okay, I wear these to work and I wear this to here.
Yes.
And this is where, and so for me, when I feel like I would get dressed for things, I'm overlooking whole portions of my closet. Cause in my mind, it's like, I wear those to work.
Yeah. It's in a box.
Yeah. So it's like, why can't you just put this blazer on with these jeans right now?
Why not? And it may be add a button to the blazer for some
something. Yeah.
Picks. Yeah.
Yeah. Little stuff like that. All right. I just had an idea popped to me while we were talking.
Okay.
I did not plan this.
Okay.
So let's talk about like style. These are kind of like sexual style stereotypes, I feel like.
Wait. You said damn it. I should have had my shot ready. I did not.
So I feel like this week it's been going around on Twitter. I'm going to still call it Twitter. I know that man didn't change the name, but it's Twitter. And this girl tweeted, it was a trench coat and some lingerie. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I can't wait to do this one day and show up at a man's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got me thinking. It was something you said that triggered that tweet for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about all these like little silly things we were taught that are sexy and romantic, and definitely the trench coat, nothing under it, trench coat lingerie. You saw that a lot on TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a moment like that, or what is your secret sexy attire?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, are you saying if I've, girl, hell yes. lingerie under the trench coat, nothing under the trench coat. I don't know. For me, I enjoy the no panty situation while we're, you know, just out enjoying a date night and can dip off into a corner somewhere. But yeah.
Okay. You know what? I feel like the trench coat thing, you know, on Martin,
yes.
How it was always Gina in the red patent pumps.
Yes.
What about red stiletto pumps, or you going to get some tonight, Shu?
Well, you know what? I don't know about red, but I will do a deep pink fuchsia.
I knew it was like going to go one time without.
we got a mighty long ways into the situation.
We got it a long way.
We got it a long way before we went there. But yeah, I love a good sexy pump. I love also like a nice boot, like a thigh high boot, had leather, pointy toe.
I want that. Yeah, it's so funny because men are such visual creatures. Yes. And so I feel like these little nuggets like this that throughout society have been deemed sexy, that I feel like when I saw that tweet, I was like, damn, that is, I feel like something that most women have done. We put on the trench coat with nothing or something and showed up at some man's house or job and had a little fun. And it just got me thinking when you said that.
And you know what's so funny? Because now, because I was telling you how I'm just enjoying this whole exploring different territories and lands and cultures and things. I love silk robes as well. Like, just, can we talk about fabric, like sexy lace? Just, ooh, like when I was in Dubai and just even looking at how the women were fully clothed, but still like their fabrics were so luxurious. It was just like, damn, that's sexy. But then just envisioning just like, okay, well, I'm naked under the silk robe and it just feels so beautiful on my skin and I'm all moisturized and everything. Like, I love those kinds of moments as well. Like, actually, I love those more than the 6-inch heels, pointy toe, black patent leather, stiletto vibe.
Yeah, I'm definitely beyond that. Like, it's a place for it.
Yes.
I'm with you. I keep going back. The pandemic was, some bulbs was going off of me in the pandemic. But I had ordered these two silk robes because I had like a little bust down cotton one. But I was like, home alone. Baby, I got the shower, like you said. Mm-hmm. She buttered up, put that robe on.
Smelling all good, honey. Mm-hmm.
Listen, get you a silk robe if you don't have a silk robe.
Yes, honey. Yes. And a beautiful turban. Just like some nice, just make yourself, just smell good. Feel good. Do it for you, girl.
I'm snapping on that. Yeah.
Have to.
I think too, part of style where I'm at, like, for the most part, people know I love a red lip. So nine times out of 10, you won't see Booney in a red lip. I think I'm starting to play now with scent. I was never a big perfume. I had a few. I would never like finish the bottle. So I was like, let me just get the rollerball because I just wasn't invested into it. And now,
baby,
I'm all in.
I'm a Virgo. So I've always been into scents, like just, you know, clean smells, etiquette, nice things, decency and order. So fragrances to me fall under that umbrella. I'm a warm fragrance girl.
You know, I used to like light and clean, but I'm okay with going a little heavier, a little sandalwood, a little, but I like floral like notes. I recently just got this one and it's so spicy, but when it settles down, Mama Ratchet and I went out to Thanksgiving. We were at dinner and I went into the restroom. Mm-hmm. So it was like two nice private stalls where you close like an actual door. Mm-hmm. So I'll go out to go wash my hand. A lady was waiting and she goes in and I'm washing my hands. And next thing I know, she burst out. So I was like, dang, did I leave the toilet dirty or something? Because I was just like, why did she come out? She's like, what perfume do you have?
Oh, my God.
I'm so like, you just left this stall. And I was like, oh.
And I still smell you.
But then when she came then we realized we were sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then she leans over. She's like, I'm so sorry to bother you. Can you write down that perfume?
She was on top of it, Rose. Okay. You know what, though? But people will do that. They will hunt you down for whatever it is. Well, sometimes. Not everybody's like that. But definitely a fragrance. I'm that girl to ask. What are you wearing?
But I will definitely. But I'm also the girl will ask anything. Oh, where's that from?
Yes,
I hate a girl who will always like, oh, I forgot. Stingy, I don't know.
Stingy ass. You are lying. You're lying. And
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. It burns me up.
Just be like, I don't want to tell you and be uncomfortable. Just sit there. Because now you realize how much of an asshole you're being.
I hate it so much. So as we're getting ready to say goodbye to 2023 and head into 2024.
Yes.
What's a style or beauty trend that you hope stays in 2023 and does not go with us into 2024?
What is a style or beauty trend that I hope stays? That people will continue to be adventurous and try different things with makeup and their clothing. And may it continue to be a vessel and tool that you can use to just connect with yourself more.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Just a little bit, only on Sundays.
You know what I hope stays in 2023, though?
What?
It's two things. More okay. So beauty trend.
Okay.
I am over the baby hairs. And
that's going to happen.
I can't, like, your baby hair don't need to be right here on your eyebrow tail. I don't like it. And I also don't like, I wish this trend would end. I know it's not. Mm-hmm. But if I put it out there, maybe it will. The ridiculous eyelashes as well.
I was about to say, it's baby hairs and eyelashes. I can see that for
I
sure.
I feel like the girls in 10 years are going to look back at pictures of themselves during this time and be like, whoo!
And but, the thing you is, know.
I know we did. We have our moments too. I have pictures that I look like. But I just feel like it's like the eyelashes go very quickly from, okay, it's an enhancement to what the fuck. And if it doesn't do anything for their facial shapes, because like they put them so heavy here that they can't, it closes their eyes off. I just don't like anything about it.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. It's funny because there are some choices personally for myself that I'm not going to do ever.
Ooh, like what?
Like I'm not doing no heavy equestrian.
Oh, absolutely. I won't even do that with my makeup. Like when I get makeup done, I just.
It's just too much. My eyes are already small, so I don't need that type of weirdness in my life where you're like, oh, are those eyes straight or are you seeing me? I don't need that.
Yeah.
And also the baby hairs, it's not going to work for me. Weaves at this point. No, thank you. I like braids.
Well, yeah, I'm a braid girl. I've only had one sew and weave in my life, and that was like last year. That was my first sew in.
It was my 20s. It was my speedy 30 Louis Vuitton Tyson's Corner going.
I can see you with it in the crook of your arm.
And my little feather, like my little Farrah Fawcett, little chocolate girl, chinky eyes, long hair.
I can see it.
Yeah, it was hell on my hair though, because my hair is soft. So like, I'm not supposed to be getting like the needle through my. Yeah, that was just, yeah.
Yeah. I learned from mine that you should invest. It's a different type of thread you should do that's a little gentler on your hair, because for some of those threads act like essentially scissors and just chop your hair up. So it's so much that goes into putting these packages together. And but here's the thing, I used to think it was a crock of shit a little bit, but the older I get, it really is. When you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
And that is some true shit.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And all I'm saying is just to take a moment to figure out what that looks like, you know?
I love it. Now, we got to do this. We talked about the ladies, and I know, but what is one thing right now that the men are doing that's on your nerves, or you would like to see men do more of?
I want more men to consider more tailored garments that actually like fit their bodies, and or they've given, you know, their jeans and taken them to the proper people to make sure they're tailored properly, their suits and everything fit. I just need them to invest more into the fit of their garments. Yeah,
I would agree. I was going to say that I feel like women catch a lot of flack for, you know, not wearing undergarments or smoother girdle, but the men sometimes,
you know,
I was going to say along those lines, for me, it would be nice to see men wear more than sweats, jeans and sneakers.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you need to be in a 3-piece suit, but
elevate it a little.
Yeah, I feel like it's a way we can do style a little different too. And so when I'm saying that everyone looks the same, I know I used all examples of women, but the same thing with the men. They're
falling into the same box as well. It's easy. Yes. And like you said, with the pandemic, folks have just kind of reverted to being, you know, wanting comfort in their clothes, but comfort doesn't necessarily have to translate to like the lazy clothing pulls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really like when you sit down, and I do what's called wardrobe planning, And what that looks like is just taking a moment, maybe at the top of the week, depending on how robust my week or month is, mm-hmm. taking a day to kind of work through what do I want to feel like and, you know, how do I want to show up at these events? And then really giving some consideration to like maybe the climate, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And or what I will be doing at these events. Am I going to be walking a lot? So just having that moment with yourself to sit down and really think forward about, okay, so how do I want to show up versus waiting until the last minute to throw an outfit together? To me, it's the way to reduce that stress dressing dynamic, and that energy is going to infiltrate whatever clothing you put on if you feel like you're not quite as put together as you'd like to be, you know?
I do. I do.
You feel me?
I do. All right. So now we're at the breakdown.
Okay.
I'm going to say a word. You can say the first thing that comes to mind. It could be a sound. It could be a phrase, another word, but
okay.
Your immediate reaction.
All right.
First one, Black women.
Amazing.
Little Kim.
Ill Nana.
Vintage.
By Sam.
Crocs.
Safe space.
Style.
Necessary.
Money.
Abundant.
And last one, turtlenecks.
Give me some more. I love a turtleneck. I love turtlenecks. They're so just underrated. Like, oh my gosh, my husband is wearing a turtleneck tomorrow, son. I cannot wait. I'm excited. He's going to have on the tail slacks with a turtleneck and some tortoiseshell frames on. I'm like, yes, Eddie. Yes.
She got it all planned out. Look, you know I love it. A good turtleneck too. I've especially like a nice thin one for me to layer. Like I just did one with like a leather bustier on top. Yep. Like you could do all types of stuff.
Yes, put one on under a slip dress. Like, yep. It's a good vibe. Yeah. Yep.
I love a good turtleneck. Yes. All right, Sam. Well, look, tell everyone what you do, what they can get from you, where they can find you.
Well, okay. Such a loaded question. Well, first of all, we can start with, you can find me on the Instagram at New Vintage by Sam, spelled all out, words like just grammatically correct and everything. And you can visit www.samwashere.org to see and learn more about my creative visionary journey and just how I'm showing up in the workforce. And you can check out the Style Therapy podcast, in which I will be speaking more about clothing and style, but more or less from just a perspective of applying it to how we can do life and things. Just having some fun, getting undressed before we get dressed.
Ooh, getting undressed before we get dressed.
You're a little naked.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for stopping by the Boonie Breakdown.
Thanks for having me.
It wasn't too scary.
It was not. We're about to go get into this Ravens game in a little bit. So there's that.
Yes. Well, enjoy.
I shall, honey. You enjoy your Sunday.
All right. That is it for this week's guest. I want to thank Sam for dropping by the Boonie Breakdown. I want you all to follow, support, get her bracelet, support her. If you're looking for a new style, maybe a consultation of sorts, be sure to reach out. Also, don't forget to support our sponsor, OMG Yes. You can click the link and help me fund things over here. So just click the link in the show notes and on theboonybreakdown.com. I appreciate you all so very much. All right. And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review too over where in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You could hear a review on a future episode. Follow us on all social media. Share the episode with those you love, those you don't love, those you fucking hate. I don't make these pretty images or pay for these reels for nothing. Have a dope ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Homaste. Until next time.